Aruvei Besa, Yotzech Rashlim Aslei. Yeah. So, Shrashi answered the question. Now, Atzelem Oymel Chaveroi, At Rotzes Lachrav Besi. You want to break down the Beis Hamikdash, Shomokam, Shetiach Yisrael Achrecha, V'niyastisi Bechon Lekoma, that I broke you. Kisa, one Tzelem broke the other Tzelem, Slamai saw the one that's broken, we don't count. So that's why one Pasuk says two, because Menashe Taka put two Tzelemim in the Heichel. But the Maisa, one was broken, it's only considered like one. We don't count two of them there. These were the five things that happened on Shiva Asa B'Tamas. Vayder, then the Mishnah says, V'tisha Vav, also five things happens. Was Nigza, first of all, Allah Vaseinu, Shla Yikonsu, Lerath Loretz. The first bad thing happened was, that was the time where Ben Amraglim, Lakosh Baruch was Gerzer on them, since you don't want to go into Eretz Yisrael, you're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. Shla Yikonsu, Loretz. We know, and how do we know that they were crying that night, they were crying on Tisha B'Av? The Yechtir, the Pasuk says, V'yi B'chodesh HaRishon, B'shnas, B'ashonu HaShenis, V'yechod L'chodesh Hukam HaMishkan. It was on Chodesh Nisan, the second year, the first day of Chodesh Nisan, that's when they put up the Mishkan. The Yom Amar, Shona Rishon Osa Moshe Sa Mishkan. The first year, Moshe Rabbeinu made the Mishkan. Shniya Heike Moshe Sa Mishkan. V'sholach Meraglim. The second year, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu sent out the Meraglim. V'ksiv, it says, V'hi V'shono HaShenis, B'chodesh HaShenis, B'yesrim, L'bachodesh, Na Lehonon, Mi'ala Mishkan Eidus, that's when the Onan went up, the Onan, the clouds went up. Well, see, then the Pasuk says, Vayisum Har Hashem Derech Shloshes Yomim, and Omer Rav Chami Bar Chanina, Oisi Ayoim, Soro Miachri Hashem. That day they went away from Hashem. Like we're also in the middle of the Raya yet. I was soon going to come out that Moshe sent the Meraglim on Chof Tes Pesivin. So what happened was, Vayisum Mehar Hashem Derech Shloshes Yom. Amar Chama, Oisa Yom, so they went away from Hashem. Ulchseh, the post says, Vesafsof, Asher Bekirbo Yisav HaTaiva. That the bad people, the complainers there, they had a taiva, they wanted to eat meat. Vayeshuvu Vayivchu Gam B'nai Yisroel. They made the rest of Klai Yisroel start crying, we don't want the mud, we want to have meat better. Ulchseh, Ad Chodesh Yom. They had meat to eat for 1 month. Te'evilu Eskri and Vatati the Sivin. So it came out now after they got the meat, they got the punishment, it was the 22nd day of Sivan. Ulchsev, it says then, Batiska Miriam Shivas Yomim. They waited another 7 days for Miriam. Te'evilu Eskri and Vatisha, the 29th day of Sivan. So on the 29th day of Sivan, Ulchsev, then the Pasuk says, Shlach Lecho Anoshim. So Moshe Rabbeinu first sent out the Meraglim on the 29th day of Sivan. V'tanyro be'esrim v'tisha v'sivin sholach Moshe Meraglim. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu sent out the Meraglim. It was the 29th day of Sivan. Well, Siv, the Pasuk says, V'yeshuvu misur oretz. They came back from spying Eretz Yisrael. Miketz aboyim yoyim at the end of 40 days. His hani aboyim yoyim. The chura nochi chadheb was missing 1 day. If you want to say Tisha B'Av, so they left the 29th day of Sivan, you're missing 1 day. As Gemara Omer Abaya, Tammuz di shasa meluya meliyu. That year, Tammuz was a full, had 30 days to the month, that day, Tammuz. So Mela, there was 40 days from the 29th day of Sivan until Tisha B'Av. The Yachsiv Korelai Moyed Lishma Bechurei. Yachsiv Atisa Kolaida Vayitnu Eskerlo Vayivku Om Malai Lahu. On the 40th day after the Meraglim came back, that's when the Klai Yisrael decided we can't go into Eretz Yisrael, and they started to cry that night and say it's too hard to go into Eretz Yisrael. To listen to the Meraglim, it's too difficult. They started to cry. So Omar Rabba Omar Rav Yechanan, Oisi Hayoin Erev Tisha B'Av Hoyu. That day was Erev Tisha B'Av, it was. Or some girl says, Oisa Laila was Leil, this should be rather that night was Leil Tisha B'Av Hoyu. They were crying Leil Tisha B'Av, saying it's too hard to go into Eretz Yisrael. Is Omulel Makodesh Brocha, Kodesh Brocha said back to Klai Yisrael, Atem B'chisem B'chiyah Shochinam. You're right now crying for nothing. What do you mean it's too hard to go into Eretz Yisrael? I'm telling you, go in, it won't be so hard. If so, if you're crying for nothing right now, I'll make it back for you that you'll have something to cry for. So it was Kaveya then, Tisha B'Av was the day when Klai Yisrael was Nigzeron, not to go into Eretz Yisrael. That's when they were crying, and Hashem said the Duris, like all these next five things that happened on Tisha B'Av. That's when the Churban Abayis happened, because of their crying for nothing. Then the Mishnah says, Chorav HaBayis, for Rishayna, the first base of Mikdash was Chorav on Tisha B'Av. The Yechsev, the Pasuk says, ובחודש החמישי, פשיבו לחודש, תשע עשרה, למלך נבוכדנצר, מלך בבל, בו נבוזרדן רב טבוכים, עבד מלך בבל, ירושלים, קנט ירושלים, וייסו לבית השם, he burnt the base of Migdash. הוכסיב את סזו בחודש החמישי, בעשר לחודש, הישנס, תשע עשר לשנס למלך נבוכדנצר, מלך בבל, בו נבוזרדן רב טבוכים, עומד לפני מלך בבל בירושלים. So it says, what happened on the 10th day of the Chodesh? Fatanya, Tzachor Tzatira. Was it the 7th day or was it the 10th day? Fatanya learned like this. Yes, Shalom B'Shiva. You can't say it was on the 7th day of Av. Sherei Kvanema B'Yeser. It says, next pasuk says, it was the 10th day of Av. V'yesh Shalom B'Yeser. You can't say it was taken on the 10th day of Av. That Nebuchadnezzar burnt Yerushalayim, burnt the Beis Hamikdash. Sherei Kvanema B'Shiva. Hakeitz, how does it happen? B'Shiva Nichnasu Nochrim L'Heichel. On the 7th day of Av that year, the Goyim went into the Beis Hamikdash. The Ochlu, they ate there, the Kilkulu boy. The Didaveris there, the Mazana there, Kilkulu boy. Shavi, Shmini, Utri, and the 7th, 8th, and 9th day of Av, they're playing around the Beis Hamikdash. Samach L'Chashecha, Tishabov, near the end of the day already, after Shkir, by Samach L'Chashecha, near Shkiyo, Hetzitza by Azor. That's when they lit the fire in the Beis Hamikdash. For Yadurlik, for Hurla, Kola Yankulai. And it burnt all that day and the next day also. That's why the Meister, we still fear a little bit of Avelis on Yurav until Chatzais. We still don't take a shave, we still don't eat meat until Chatzais on Av, Yud Av. Because the Meister, the Beis Hamikdash was burning from the end of Tisha B'Av until Av, until Yud. During Yud was also burning. On ninth day before Shkia. Before Shkia, that's when they burned. On Tisha B'Av. Before Shkia, though, it was on Tisha B'Av. They started to burn it before Shkia. They started to burn. So it was burning on Tisha B'Av. Just that it burned Tisha B'Av, the end part of the day, and the whole tenth day. Shinema, the Pasuk says, Oy lanu, ki fonu ayoyim, ki notu tzlali erev. Oy ve, the day is going away, it's coming night already. In other words, that at the, towards night time, that's when the Beis Hamikdash was burned. Finally, the Yom Rav Yechanan. If I would have been at that time when the Chazal were Kaveya Tisha B'Av to be a Tainus that were fasting for the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash, Rabbi Yechon said he would have been Masakin to fast on the 10th day. Because the Ikka Beis Hamikdash burnt on the 10th day. They first started to burn it before Shki on the 9th, but the Mice had burned through the 10th day. Because right of the Beis Hamikdash was burnt first on the 10th day of Av. The Gemara says, Rabbanim, what are Rabbanim? What do we hold Lamaisam? Why do we hold from Tisha B'Av? Aschalta de Peronosa Yadifa. Because the beginning of the Peronius, that's much worse. And since the beginning of the Peronius happened on Tisha B'Av, therefore we're Kaveya or Tisha B'Av to be the Yom HaTainus. Alright, stop here. You're holding Daf Chof Tes. In the middle of what happened on Tisha B'Av, that five things happened on Tisha B'Av. The Gemara said what the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav on Tisha B'Av. The Gemara says really was burnt. Most of it was burnt on 10th day of Av. Just they started to burn it by right before Shkia on the 9th day. So Yechon Taka said if he would have been there then he would have told them to be Kaveh the Tainus of Tisha B'Av on the 10th day. The Gemara says, Rabbonin, Aschalto de Pranoso Adifa. The Rabbanon hold now that the beginning of the Peronius, that's worse. But since they started to burn the Beis Hamikdash on Tisha B'Av, even though it was at the end of the day, Wikavei the Tainis of Zeichel Churbin on Tisha B'Av. Right over Shnia. Then the Mishnah said the second thing happened on Tisha B'Av was also that the Beis Hamikdash was burnt, the second Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara Minolan, how do we know this? In the middle of the big lines here. Where Shnia Minolan, how do we know this? The second Beis Hamikdash was also burnt on Tisha B'Av. The Tanya will end like this. Megalgalin schus liyoyim zakai. If something good has to happen, we make it happen on a good day that something else happened good. Vechayvul liyoyim chayiv. And when something bad happens, usually we push it off to a day that something bad already happened also. So Mela, since the first Beis Hamikdash was burnt on Tisha B'Av, who are then the second Beis Hamikdash was also destroyed, was burnt on Tisha B'Av. Omru was said like this. When they burnt the first Beis Hamikdash, I say Hayom that day erev Tisha B'Av hoya. It was erev Tisha B'Av.
So as Erev was the Bach say Dalit.
Tishbav should be. Take out the word Erev. He says, Gerus Taka, it should be Tishbav. I say, Ayoim Tishbav Hoya. It was on Tishbav. O Maitsoi Shabbos Hoya. It was a Maitsoi Shabbos. Tishbav that year came out on Sunday. O Maitsoi Shvias Hoysa. It was right after Shemitah year. O Mishmarosa Shoya Yorav Hoysa. It was by the Mishmar, the Kahanim, that week were in the Beis Migdish, was the Mishmar of Yoyorav. That Mishpacha was doing the Avoid in the Beis Migdish. The Halaviyim Hoyorim Shira. And the Levian there was standing and saying Shira. The Yom Demal Duchonim. And also the Kahanim was standing by the Duchonim. The Levian was saying Shira, and they were standing on their place where they stood say Shira. Rashi says, Duchim means Mokum Mosu Kein Itztava. The Yol of Levian Oimdim Lashira. That they had a special platform that the Levian used to stand to say the Shir. So here, Al Duchonim means Levian was standing on their place. What Shira were they saying at this time on Tisha B'Av? Vayeshev Aleihem Esoinim. Uvrosam Yatzmisam. That's the passage they were saying. Like the bear is going to come on them. Flo Yispiku Loima, they didn't get finished saying the second time the passage says, Yatzmisam Hashem Olokeinu, Achebo Nochrim Echivshim. So the Goyim Mamish came into the Beis Hamikdash and destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. Because the Mamish in the middle of saying these psukim about that Hashem sometimes gives us back a punishment because of the Averis that we did. The Rashi says, Vayeshev Aleihem Esoinim, V'rosam Yatzmisam, Yatzmisam Hashem Lakeinu. The Mizmor Kel Nekomas Hashem, V'ushio Shoyom Revi. It was really that's the Shir we say on Wednesday. V'ay, the Amrilei, B'yom Rishon. I was saying now that the year Tisha B'Av came out on the first day, Sunday. Is Al Yo B'Al Mahud enough of a Pumei. Stam, they happened to be singing that Pasuk at the time. Not that that was the Chayiv, the Shir of that day. The Shir of that day, Taka, was what we say, B'yam Rishon. But Stam, they happened to be saying this Pesukim, Nerminu B'Yerchen, Pirish Aliyah Kino, Shekein Tagim Yerchen Mazil. That Stam, they were singing this Mizmer. And Punkt, when they're saying these words, that Hashem comes and destroys us, that's when the Goyim came in to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, the Chivshim. That's what our Mishnah says. The same thing on the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni was also destroyed on Tisha B'Av. Exactly how the Gemara says it doesn't bring down, but that's the Mishnah of Chaim B'Shniyah. Fight the third thing bad that happened on Tisha B'Av was Nilka Da Beisar. That's when the Goyim captured this big city called Beitar, that there were thousands of Jews there, and they killed them all out. It happened on Tisha B'Av. Gemara says Gemara. That's a Gemara. It's not a Pesukim about it. Stam it's a Kabbalah that also happened on Tisha B'Av. Right, the Nechma Shair, also later years they destroyed the Yerushalayim, the Mamash Melech Harisha, they plowed down Yerushalayim to the ground, the Goyim did it, that's also happened on Yerushalayim, on Tisha B'Av. Rashi says, Nechma Shair, because they said, Tziyoin Soda Techerush, She Nechma Shokula, the Mamash took Yerushalayim and they plowed it down, the Nasis Kisoda Harusha, they made the whole Yerushalayim Mamash plow down like a field that you plow it. So that also happened on Tisha B'Av. Matanya, look like this. Kishechorav to Nusrusus Harosha Seichel. When he came to destroy the Beis Hamikdash, Nigzerog Zera Rabbi Gamliel. The Malchus then made a Zera to kill Rabbi Gamliel. Like he was the Godel Hador then. So they wanted to first kill the Godel Hador. So they made a Zera, Nigzerog Zera Rabbi Gamliel. La Riga to kill him. So Bo Oden Echod, one policeman like came. The Omad the Beis HaMedrash, he came to the Beis HaMedrash for Yom and he said, Bal HaChoyte Mizbakish, Bal HaChoyte Mizbakish. You should know the Malchus now wants the Bal HaChoyte, the man of the nose. So why did they call Rabbi Gamliel Bal HaChoyte? Rashi says, Bal HaChoyte means Bal Koyme Vitzura. One shot is, he was a tall person and a nice, he looked nice. That was a Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Lishnachrina God Lador. Balachaitim, the nose means like he was the God Ador. The Mashar explains it, in other words, the people needed him. Just like of your body. The main thing you need of your body where you get your breath is through your nose. That's where you breathe through your nose. That's what keeps the body alive. Who Adim, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel kept his door alive. He was the God Ador. Everybody needed him. So instead of Lashon is like the Balachaitim, the nose, the most important person of the Jews, Rabbi Gamliel, the Malchus wants. So Rashi says, Mispakish means the Horeg. That this policeman came in and told the people, no, the Malchus now wants to kill Rabbi Gamliel. So he set up a remiss, Amalei, Shloyakiru boy Anshe Melech, that the men's king should not know, like he's betraying them, and he's coming into the Beis HaMedrash to tell them, be careful, Rabbi Gamliel, the Malchus wants to kill you now. So when he did this policeman, that the part of the Goyim, when he came into the Beis HaMedrash, he set up a remiss, just to say, the Malchus wants Baal HaChotem. In Shomer Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel heard about this, that they want to kill him, is Ozal Tosh, is he went and hid, Shashi Nechbe, went to hide himself, the Kurach Nefesh, Tosh Minayu, he hid between them, is Ozal Lagabe Bitsina, so his policeman still found him and went to him privately. Omalei, the policeman said to Rabbi Gamliel, Imatzilno Lecho, if I'll save you, my sisli liyal mediyosi, I want you to promise me I'll be zeichu to elam abo if I save you now. Omalei hen, Rabbi Gamliel says yes. If you save me now from this degree, I'll guarantee you you'll get to elam abo. Omalei ishtabali, swear to me that I'll have elam abo ishtabali. Rabbi Gamliel swore to him. So the mice was, what did this policeman do? So luckily he went up to the roof, lawfully jumped off the roof and missed, and he died. That's what the policeman did. What's the pshan that? The Chuvi said he's going to save Rabbi Gamliel. How does he save Rabbi Gamliel by jumping off the roof? Shots like this. Ol Gemiri, the law was then, it was Ol Yidua, the Chigazri Gezerta. If the Malchus makes a Gzera, like the big wise men there, they decided to make a special degree. Ol Mis Chad Minayu, and one of the people that was involved in making this degree dies, is Mavatla Gezerasayu. The Chayku there was, we have to be Mavatla, stop the Gzera. In other words, they believe that if one of them died, it's a raya, it's whoever they believed in, is showing them they're doing something wrong, and this guy died because the gzera was not a good gzera. So male, this policeman, by him jumping off the roof and killing himself, he was there when they made the gzera, he was part of the council then, he gave the advice. So now that he died, they're going to stop the gzera, so they're not going to go kill Rabbi Gamliel. So that's the way he saved Rabbi Gamliel. Shrashim Mischad Minayu, Minayetzin, if one of the people that thought they gave the advice to make this degree dies, Okisvurim Shirulem al Shehira Ligzer, they thought, you know why he died? Because since they're thinking of making such a terrible degree now, that's why he died. So that makes them stop the degree. So Mela, the fact that this person killed himself, that's going to stop them from killing Rabbi Gamliel. So Mela, the guys will get Elam Haba. So Gemara says, the Yotzah Sabaskal Abaskal went out then, the Yomer, and said, Odon Zeh, this master, Mizumin Lachai Elam Abo. Inachnami, he'll be Zeichah to get Elam Haba. That was the strength of Rabbi Gamliel. He said, I'll get Elam Haba, and the Maisi got Elam Haba. But the Tana Rabbon, we learned like this. Mishachorav Habayis, when they burned, they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. For Rishoynot, by the first Beis HaMikdash, Nizkapsu, Kitos, Kitos, Shaparchikuno. A lot of groups of young Kahanim got together. And they have the keys of the Beis HaMikdash of Heichel in their hands. They have the key of the Heichel. They went up to the top of the Beis HaMikdash, top of the Heichel. The Yomu, they said like this. The Yomu Lefonov, Ribbono Shel Olam. Since, like, we know they're going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash right now, and they know it's our fault, like, we are not tzaddikim, we did not do the right way, we were not zoichu, we didn't have this chus, lios gizborim nemonim, to live and to be gizborim, to be able to take care of the Beis HaMikdash, is yiyum avtechas mesuras lecho, so at that point, we want to give the keys over to somebody good, we want to give the keys back to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As if to say, you know, like, we realize we did chatoim, but we don't want the goyim to be zeicher to get to the Beis HaMikdash, so Hashem, take back the keys. V'zorkim karpim alo, and they threw the keys upstairs to Hashem. V'yoso nes happened, v'yotoso came piece of yad, out of the sky came out a hand, the kivaltim, and the hand accepted the keys. Kivaltim him. V'heim kofso, when they saw that, these young kanim, kofso v'noflo techor. The man was jumped into the fire, again like Mesiras Nefesh. The Aleyim Kainim Yishayoi, when them Yishayoi Anavi was crying like. But, and he said like this, Had Aleyim Kainim Yishayoi Anavi, Masa Gei Chizoyim. Rashi Gei Chizoyim in Yerushalayim, Shakel Mestaklim Shom. Like Masa, like this is lifting up like his voice to cry about Yerushalayim. Malucho Eifoi, what happened? Ki all this Kulcho, everybody went up, Legagos, to the top of the roof. Tisoyus Malayas Irhomiya Kriya Aliza. Chalalecha Lechal Lecherv. Like, how come the people went up to roofs, and they died? They didn't die from a sword. V'loy Mesi Mechama. And they didn't die from Mechama Rida. In other words, Yeshayu Anov was talking about this Maisa, that the Pirche Kunam went up to the roofs, and they jumped into the fire. They weren't killed by a sword, they weren't killed by a war, they jumped in. Right? And after Kodesh Baruch Hu, even Kodesh Baruch Hu also said like this, that Mekar Karkir Vishoy Vesoya Elohor. So Rashi says, Mekarkim is Lashon Lilak, Hashem was also crying about this. Kiev Yeshua Makrainin Fitzayak Lashon Hina Kail Yeshua is Amikir Kumaikire. No, Hashem was also crying about this. Alhar Vishvil Har Tzion Sheshamin. Hashem was also crying about the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash, that such an instance happened. The Churban Poshet Mashma, they did the right thing, these Pirchei Kuna. In fact, they jumped into the fire to be Mais Nefesh. Poshet Sakash, how did they have a right to? How did they have a right to be Mais Nefesh to jump onto the, how did they have a right to jump onto the, into the fire to kill themselves? The Churban. Precious Mashma, they did it right. They knew the Goyim were going to come to kill them. They didn't want to see the Beis Hamikdash be destroyed, so the men, they were Meister Nefesh. Right. Then the Mishnah says, Mishenichnas Av Mamayatim Mesimcha. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh Av, the 9 days before Tisha B'Av, you have to stop having Simcha, stop having happiness. Omer Rav Yehuda Brei de Rav Shmuel, Bar Shelis, Mishmei de Rav. That kishem shemishenichnas av memayatim simcha. The same way when Rosh Chodesh Av comes, you're supposed to memayat, have less happiness. And the Farshim say means any happiness at all. You're not supposed to have any simcha during the 9 days. Is kach the same way, the opposite way, that mishenichnas adar, when it comes Rosh Chodesh Adar, is marbim simcha. There's an inyan there to be marbim simcha. In other words, when things happen good to Klal Yisrael, you have to be happy. You have to be besimcha when Hashem does good to us. And when Klal Yisrael was bitzar, had bad, the Churban of Beis Hamikdash, there's an Indian also to feel bad not to be besimcha. Omer Rav Papa says, therefore, Hilka,